That was good, Lucy.
Want some more? I have 8 or 9 pieces left in the kitchen.
No, 3's my limit. Well, I guess I better go put on a new face.
Yeah, me too.
Say, did you see that little polka dot dress at our back? The one with the white ruffled collar?
Wasn't that the cutest thing you've ever seen?
What's that for?
Well, I'm always hoping that this time will be the charm.
What do you mean?
Ethel keeps going out to put on a new face, but she always comes back with the old one.
Well, you know how women are.
Yeah.
If Lucy doesn't have any lipstick on, she thinks she's naked.
Naked?
Yeah, you know, not wearing a thin.
A thin what?
Clothes.
Naked. Not wearing no thin clothes.
Nah, me either.
Same old one.
Same old one here, too.
What are they talking about? I don't know, but whatever it is, ours aren't young enough.
We were just teasing you, honey, because you said you were going to go in and put on a new face, and you didn't.
Oh, Ethel, did you ever wish you were something else to marry besides men? Often. Well, what are we going to do tonight besides sit around and sneer at each other? Shall I look in the paper? Yeah.
I better call Jerry.
Wouldn't it be quicker to look in the paper?
This is something else. Oh. I'm having some trouble finding some Apache dancers for my show.
Apache dancers?
Yeah. Not that kind, honey. It's for the Parisian number.
Oh.
The French kind.
A French Indian? Oui, oui. Oui, 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 oui,
oui. No, no, Lucy.
You know where the tough Frenchman grabs the girl by the hair and throws her over his shoulder and slams her down on the floor and steps on her. Oh. Oh.
Lucy! I got your message. You want to be on the show, right?
Right.
And you think you can do the dance, right?
Right.
Well, honey, you don't have to go into all these routines.
I don't?
No, honey. All you have to do is just come out and ask me. Ricky, can I be in the show?
Really?
Of course.
Ricky, can I be in the show?
No. Jerry.
You're mean. You didn't even let me finish auditioning, for heaven's sake.
Wait, you give what do you mean, what's going on? My wife is acting crazy again,
nobody
Jerry. That's all that's going on. Now, look, you just hold on like I told you to do, Jerry. Just wait a minute.
I can already laugh at you. I don't have to
do. Relax, Lucy, relax.
Oh, he makes me so mad. There are just two things keeping me from dancing in that show.
Your feet?
No. A partner in some rehearsal.
It's a wonderful opportunity for somebody.
Even if you had a partner, Ricky wouldn't hire you.
Well, you heard what he said. He's having trouble finding somebody. Maybe if I had a partner and we were really good, Ricky couldn't turn me down.
It's a wonderful opportunity for somebody.
Yeah, but who?
Well,
Gee, I wonder what Fred Astaire is doing these days.
Lucy.
Coming. Hi, Ethel.
Hi.
Something on your mind, Ethel?
No.
Yes. Well, that covers the territory pretty well.
Lucy, were you serious last night about finding that partner for the Apache dance?
I certainly was.
Well, I've got him for you. Fred.
Fred? A stare.
Ta-da!
Oh, Mertz.
Now, Lucy, before you make up your mind, listen. Fred used to be a headliner in vaudeville. Why, he can dance circles around any of the younger men today. He's the king of the Apache dancers.
There, I said it. Do I get my new hat? Well, thanks a lot, Fred, but I don't think...
Oh, now, listen, Lucy. He's really not half bad. He might work out fine. Why don't you give him a chance?
Yeah.
Well, all right. I suppose a fat Apache's better than none.
Okay, you're on your own. See you later.
Bye.
Now we can start rehearsing, huh?
Oh, all right.
There. Now, let's get going.
Well, I don't know much about this.
Well, I'm going to show you. Now, here. Put your hands together behind your back. Put them up a little higher. Now, turn around. Now. Now we face each other and look in each other's eyes.
Where are you?
And now here.
Well, it's impossible to look into each other's eyes.
No, it isn't. We've got to do it. All Apache dancers do it. Now, you come down a little and I'll come up.
All right. Hey. Oh. Right in there.
Hold that.
Yeah?
Now, we put our hands together. Now, stare in each other's eyes.
All right.
We go forward.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Da, 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 dee.
Ow!
Forward, I said, forward.
I went forward.
I mean, I go forward and you go backward.
Well, why didn't you say that?
I did.
You did not.
Now, don't argue with me. I'm the one who knows about this.
All right.
Oh, come on, let's try it again. Put your hands behind your back.
All right.
Now, turn around. Now, put our heads together.
All right.
Now, look in each other's eyes.
Okay.
Now, are you ready?
Yeah.
Ta-da-da. Dee-ya-da-da-da-da-da-dump. Ya-da-da-da. Dee-ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-dump. Oh, no! You're sorry. Yeah, that helps a lot.
Fred, I'll be careful next time.
Oh, try it yourself this time, will you?
All right.
All right. Now, put your hands behind your back.
All right.
All right. Now. Now. Don't stand still,
all
will
right,
you?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ta-da-da. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-dum. Bump. Ya-da-da-da-da.
I guess I dodged when I should have jumped. Oh, Fred, I'm sorry.
You're sorry, and I'm crippled. Oh, come on, let's go on from here. Let's try something else.
Okay.
Here. Now I grab you by the wrist and hurl you to the floor.
What?
I grab you by the wrist and hurl you to the floor.
Okay.
I said I grab you by the wrist and hurl you to the floor.
Okay.
What's the matter with you? Are you nailed down?
Well, Fred, maybe you weren't doing it right. Now, you said you take me by the wrist and you hurl me to the floor. Is that what you mean?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. But there's a little bug in it someplace. We got to figure out how to get you down here and me up there.
Lucy, I got the most wonderful news.
What?
Well, this is going to cost me a new hat, but I found the perfect partner for you.
Really?
Who? I'm sorry, Fred. But I'm about to dethrone you as king of the Apache dancers.
You're a little late. I've just abdicated.
Who was it? The owner of the French Laundry has a nephew who just got here from Paris, and he's an Apache dancer.
Really? What's his name?
His name is... Now, I want to say it just like he did. His name is Jean Valjean Raymond.
Huh?
Jean Valjean Raymond.
Jean Valjean Raymond. Oh.
I asked him to come over here this afternoon. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Ricky will be at rehearsal all day.
Oh, I envy you spending all afternoon with a romantic Frenchman.
Oh, Ethel, don't be silly. This is strictly business.
Oh? Oh. Yes?
I am Jean Valjean Ramon.
Oh, won't you come in, please? It was so good of you to come this afternoon. What's the matter?
Oh, madame, but you have such a beautiful hand.
Oh, really? Well, I have another one just like it. Please, we better get to the dancing.
But you don't understand, madame. The Apache dance is a dance of amour. One must warm up to it.
Yeah, well, I think you started warming up on the way over here.
I can't help it. I can't help it. There's a pounding in my heart.
You don't watch out, there'll be a pounding on your head.
Lucy, Ricky's coming.
Ricky?
I just saw him coming up the front stairs.
Oh, no, quickly, quickly.
It?
My husband.
Of it?
Here,
here.
Hi, honey.
Oh, hello, Ricky. What are you doing here?
I live here, remember?
I mean, what are you doing home in the afternoon?
Oh, I forgot this music, honey. I need it for rehearsal.
Oh, gee, it's a shame you can't stay for a minute.
Oh, I guess I can stay a minute or two.
Oh, no, no, you better go.
What's the matter with you?
Well, I guess I'm just excited because you're home in the afternoon.
Well, if you're going to get that excited, I should never leave. I'll see you tonight.
Oh, goodbye, dear.
I better get my hat. It looks like rain.
Oh, I'll get it. I'll get it.
All right. Thank you.
There.
Thank you. Maybe I should take an umbrella, too.
Oh, I'll get it. I'll get it.
No, I guess not. Still, I hate to get soaked on the way down to the club. Ah, the heck with it.
Is he gone?
Huh?
Your husband, is he gone?
Oh, yes, he's gone.
Oh, ma chérie. Now I know how you really feel about me. Kiss me!
No!
Why are you American women so stubborn?
Why are you Frenchmen so amorous?
I don't know. Just fortunate, I guess. Kiss me!
No!
But if what you wanted me was to dance with you, why did you hide me from your husband?
Because I want to get a job dancing in his show, and I don't want him to know that I'm rehearsing with you.
Am I not romantic to you?
Yes, you are not romantic to me. Now, please go.
Very well. I shall go.
Thank goodness.
But I shall return, and I shall look for ways to make myself more romantic in your beautiful big blue eyes. Vive la romance!
Well. What are you doing, dear?
Oh, just getting comfortable.
Put your shoe back on. I promised the Mertzes we'd go to the movies with them tonight. They'll be up in a few minutes.
Oh, all right. Lucy?
Yes, dear, you have to shave.
Shave, shave, shave. All this shaving is liable to wear my chin away.
Okay, Andy Gump. What are you doing here?
Oh, this is more romantic. We will elope together.
Elope? Are you out of your mind? Now get out of here.
No, please don't. What
happened?
The ladder. She went down without me.
Fine, now what are you going to do?
Lucy! Lucy!
What is it?
No hot water again. You tell us to take the hot water.
daughter here?
Yes, I talked to her.
Well, she better fix it or I'm gonna move.
Yeah.
I cut myself to pieces in here.
Seems like I shaved with the top of a tin can.
Tin can?
Yeah. You know, it wouldn't be such a bad idea to move, Dad. How do you like to live in the country and commute?
Oh, I'd like that. Honey, you better go get your shirt on. The Mertzes will be here any minute.
Oh, we have lots of time. You want a cigarette?
Yeah, light it for me, dear.
All right.
Hey, look at me. I'm making like Paul Henry.
Put it in my mouth, dear.
You want me to smoke it for you? You know, living in the country wouldn't be a bad idea at all. With the trees and the flowers, the birds singing, tweet, 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 tweet,
tweet, tweet.
Where would you like to live, Long Island or Westchester?
Westchester.
Yeah, you know, it'd be real wonderful to be away from the crowd and the noise and the nightclubs.
And the smoke.
We could get a place in New Jersey. That's nice there, too, you know. What's that? What's that?
Hey! There's a man out here!
Hey, hold it now! Hold on! I'll get... Hold on now!
Hold on now!
What?
Oh, thank you, monsieur. I thought I was going to fall.
Who are you and what are you doing outside that window?
Yeah, how about that?
My letter fell. I came here to elope with madame.
Elope? What's going on here?
How can you say a thing like that?
What do you mean you came here?
Please, please, this is not time to argue. If we stay here much longer, her stupid husband will return and find us here.
Watch what you're saying. He's my stupid husband. He's my husband.
All right, you. Now you tell me what's going on and I'll punch you right in the
nose.
Don't try to get away, you gigolo.
Gigolo, I am very insulted. I challenge you to a duel.
A duel?
You got yourself a deal, brother.
Very well. Tomorrow at dawn, behind Radio City Music Hall.
What do you mean tomorrow at dawn behind Radio City Music Hall? Right now, I'm ready now.
Very well. I challenge you. You choose the weapons.
These are good enough for me, brother. Put them up. Come on.
Breaking.
Please, please, please. Too crude. Very vulgar. It must be pistols.
Pistols?
Pistols?
Who's got any pistols? I'll hit you on top of the head with a conga drum, you bum.
Qu'est-ce que c'est, conga drum, you bum?
Well, it's a long, and it's a, and you, it'll hurt you.
It must be pistols.
When are we gonna get pistols?
I have such a terrible temper that I always carry with me dueling pistols.
Oh, no!
Okay,
that's
good enough for me.
Ricky!
Come on.
Ricky, you don't know what you're doing.
Come on, honey, this is liable to be a bit messy.
Ricky, I'm not worth it. I'm not worth it, Ricky!
All right, I'm ready. Where do you go? Hey, Frenchie! All right.
Please put that thing away before you kill somebody.
You mean we're not gonna duel?
I hope not.
That's the closest I've ever been to a duel in my whole life.
Me too.
What do you mean, me too?
It was a bum steer. I was told that it was safe to challenge people over here because American men would be afraid to duel.
American men, eh? I guess I fooled you with my Brooklyn accent, eh?
I guess I made what you call a boo-boo.
Yeah, I guess you did. What about all this stuff about eloping with my wife? Is that another, boo-boo?
Super size. I was also told that American women expect Frenchmen to be romantic.
I have a wife and 5 children of my own.
Then what are you doing here?
I came here to be your wife's dance partner in the Apache dance.
Oh. Oh. Oh, I smell a red-headed rat. I tell you what we're gonna do, amigo. Is this thing loaded?
Oh, but yes.
Hey. We're gonna teach my wife a lesson she will never forget. You and I are going to do.
Well, we're ready to go to the movies. Lucy, what's the matter?
Oh, they're in there. They're going to fight a duel.
A duel?
Yes.
Who's dueling?
Did he come back?
Yes.
Who's dueling?
How did it happen?
He called him a gigolo.
Who's dueling?
Swords, pistols.
Who's dueling?
Ricky and Jean Valjean Raymond.
All 4 of them?
Oh, no!
Sorry, madame. C'est la vie.
Is he... Oh, Ricky!
Don't, madame. It isn't a pretty sight.
Oh, this is all my fault. I killed him.
Oh, you poor little thing. No, you didn't. He did. You... You crepe, Suzette.
No, if I had wanted to do that Apache dance, it never would have happened. Oh, if I only had it to do over again, I'd just be happy being Mrs. Ricky Ricardo. Oh, Ethel, if I only had another chance.
All right, I'll give you one more chance.
Ricky! Ricky, you're all right!
Ah, dear, I'm all right.
Honey, what happened?
We both made a boo-boo.
Oh, you boo.
People are romance.
Oh, honey. Seen your face when I popped out of that room.
Well, you scared me out of 10 years growth.
Oh, well, honey, I just wanted to teach you a lesson, that's all.
Yeah, I guess I had it coming to me. Well, good night, baby.
Good night, sweetheart.
Thing to do to me. How could you play such a dirty trick when you know the effect it would have on me? Of all the inconsiderate, no good, low down, I don't think that I'll ever speak to you again.
Jean Valjean Raymond was played by Shep Mencken. Production.